I think ICTSI is operating all over the world. They're also operating in Brisbane, and we believe they're paying below wages. They've stated that when they come inside, they'll be bringing in their own labour. And currently, we have 400, 300 plus in Mosby and another 600 plus in Motokia. So it's about 1,000 workers altogether. And if the new company comes in, the new port operator comes in, it plans to bring its own people in, which means it has to cut off the current people who are working at the ports. There's currently, a recruiting agency in Brisbane that is recruiting workers to come here into PNG to work at the port. We also heard from our brothers and sisters in Jakarta, the union in Jakarta, telling us that ICTSI has approached them to recruit them to bring them here to work in Papua New Guinea. And they denied because they didn't want to take the offer because they didn't feel it was right to do that.
So local media is already reporting there are about 40 people from the Philippines who are under the contract to work in Papua New Guinea. Is that correct?
That's right. That's the information we're getting right now. And these 40 people that come in, basically they do the same job that the locals are already doing here. They're going to be crane operators. They reckon they'll come in as supervisors. But the job they'll be doing is just the jobs that the locals are doing, crane operators and the operators and stuff like that.
What do the unions and the workers want to do about this?
We've already seen the government's response that they have already signed a 25-year agreement. All we want the government to do and the authority concerned to do is to guarantee to the union and the workforce that as soon as the new operator comes in, it maintains the current workforce. Two, that the terms and conditions of the workers are also maintained. In Papua New Guinea, one employee feeds about 20 people in his house. So it's going to be hard if the new operator comes in and begins to cut jobs. It's going to get a huge effect on families here in the nation, in the country.
Look, can I ask, in terms of, you know, national average salaries and so on, do the port workers get a pretty decent salary in Papua New Guinea terms? I mean, is it the sort of salary that could be cut easily and that's why they're trying to import workers that may, if you are correct, may be cheaper?
We have about 15 or 50. That's the minimum wage here in Papua New Guinea. But the port workers take slightly above that. Currently, the port workers are happy with the wage they have. It's about, depending on what type of job you do. But they're some of the highest paid workers here in Papua New Guinea.
So then your concerns about the possibility of people doing the same work much cheaper have a pretty good basis, in fact.
That's right. We're also concerned that it might not come in and when the new operator comes in, it might not pay overtime wages. It might not pay the LSL, because what we're hearing right now is that the new operator will come in, they will employ new workforce as casuals, which means the LSL and stuff like that will just be missed.
All right, so you're asking the government and the Port Authority to guarantee that jobs won't be lost. Have you heard anything back at all on that?
No, we have not. We've just got a court injunction against the union, but we've not heard anything. No guarantees on the jobs, security and stuff like that.
And are you concerned if you took strike action again that the people's jobs would be at risk?
Yeah, I think, yeah, we are.